NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. On Tuesday, the New Mexico State Capitol's rotunda became the epicenter of a contentious confrontation during a pro-Palestinian rally. The event took a confrontational turn after state representatives with Jewish heritage, Stephanie Lord of Sandia Park, and John Block of Alamogordo, passed through the rotunda and protesters got violent. Demonstrators surrounded the representatives, prompting security personnel and New Mexico State police officers to intervene. It included one woman who attempted to lay hands on Representative Lord, while two other aggressors violently screamed at the two representatives. Senator Craig Brandt of Rio Rancho highlighted the fear experienced by other Jewish employees at the roundhouse, stating, "We have employees that are Jewish who were hiding down here on the first floor because they were afraid to go to the second floor." New Mexico State Police spokesperson Wilson Silver confirmed that an attendee, Elliot Sean Vigil, was removed for trespassing and subsequently arrested for violating the order not to return. Adrian Lopez Compion, 40, charged with a single count of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, was bound over from Carlsbad Magistrate Court to the 5th Judicial District Court. The charge, a third-degree felony, resulted from a shooting on December 20th of 2024 in the 2400 block of Green Street. Compion was released on a $10,000 unsecured bond January 7th, but was rearrested January 29th after he failed to appear in court for a preliminary exam on January 21st. He is being held in pretrial detention and scheduled to be arraigned March 24th. Eddy County plans to spend about $3.8 million on county road improvements amid increased traffic from the oil and gas industry. This includes a transfer of about $1.8 million from the county's construction fund to its road maintenance fund for micro-sealing work on roads in the McNew subdivision and Magnum and Longhorn roads, and a $2 million appropriation from the county's general fund for chip sealing work on Calvani and Ferguson roads. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.